City Ace Hardware as we continue our coaches show here this evening here on Mix 94.5 here, and glad you could join us here for our season debut of this coaches show. We have one making his debut on the coaches show, senior and Brent McLean in the center there. How you doing this evening, man?
I'm doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good here. First time on the radio. Nerves, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit of butterflies. Oh. Same as I'm getting as like a football game or anything.
Yeah, you're getting ready for that on Friday. But, no, glad to have you here. But here you are, a senior. You've stuck it out here all 4 years. And now looking to get the start there on Friday. What's practice been like for you?
We've had our ups and downs and stuff, but, you know, like, we just have tremendous hard work and everything. I mean, honestly, from the freshmen, you know, who are just newbies and some of the first-timers, is just tremendous that we're having this hard work.
What are some things that you've done to put yourself in the position that you're at?
What do you mean, Adam?
Starting on Friday there.
Oh, starting on Friday, just constant work of snapping. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent the entire summer snapping, and last year, you know, I just kept snapping it over everyone's heads and everything. This year, I got it perfect.
Got those snaps a little lowered, huh?
Yeah.
All right, good deal. But what would you like to maybe accomplish here this year as a team and maybe individually?
You know, state's always on my mind, you know, ever since I was a freshman. But, you know, it's just having a great season and winning. That's all I really want, and having the team.
Now, being on the line, you always think of the big guys there. You're one of the smaller ones. What are some things that you have to maybe adapt to being one of the smaller ones out there?
It's technique. You know, like, I don't have the – I'm not huge. I'm not super strong. But, you know, it's technique. I have to get low, and I have to hit hard as I can every play, every drive.
You probably hear it about every day, low man wins, right?
Yeah, low man wins. It's kind of funny watching film, seeing me just, like, chop at them.
Yeah. All right. Well, glad you're in the position you're at there. And good luck to you coming up here Friday and throughout this year.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining us here.
All right.
Senior Brent McLean joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and now we talk with the senior, and we've talked with them a few times, but not football here. Connor Armendariz, how you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How about you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you. Here we are, senior year, first football game Friday night. You ready to go now?
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped up about it. I think the whole team is.
Yeah, you've had, of course, a couple practices, 2.5 weeks of practice. You play tight end, you play defensive end, and what are some things maybe you're seeing not only from yourself here but from the team here through the practice leading into Friday?
I mean, we're just like always improving day by day. I mean, that's kind of what we're trying to do. I mean, it's what you always try to do. It's kind of what I've been telling the guys. You improve day by day, play by play. You know, you want to get better every snap. And so, I mean, we've just been building these last 2.5 weeks and, of course, camp to get up to this moment.
Yeah, and you've had the camps. You've had the afternoon practices there, and now you've worked last week you had the jamboree. You guys didn't have that last year, and what was that like kind of getting to see maybe some preseason competition against some other schools?
Yeah, it's always nice to see that, you know, get to see different defenses, of course, you know, like Great Bend in the 3-3 stack, and just how to adapt, you know, when you go to the line, and if they run a different defense than we do.
What's some things that you like to accomplish this year?
And of course, I'm just trying to look at it week by week, you know, win each game as you go on.
Go 1-0 each week, right?
Yep,
yeah, there you go. Friday, start off on the road at Ulysses there. And, you know, Ulysses team, they've got a new system, it sounds like. And what are some things you're looking to see out of Ulysses there on Friday?
You know, we've been scouting them since, you know, Monday. And I think we have a pretty good idea what they're going to do. But, you know, they didn't show us everything on film, so we've got to be ready.
I mean, yeah, that's part of it there. But, you know, you see a lot of different formations and a lot of different things from everybody. So you're prepared for everything pretty much, right?
Yeah, that's the goal.
All right. Well, hopefully you have a good season as well here. And, Connor, thanks again for joining us here, and good luck to you coming up on Friday.
Yep, thank you, Adam.
All right, senior Connor Armendariz is joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here in Scott City. And now we talk here with the head coach for Scott City, and Coach Jim Turner. We'll let him get the headset here and talk to him, and entering his sixth season as head coach here for the Beavers. Well, Coach, this has been it's kind of nice to kind of get back to a normal routine through the summer and even into fall camp here. And how do you feel like that your group of 56 has done so far?
Well, you know, we were fairly normal last year because of where we're located. I think if we've been Eastern Kansas, it's a whole different story. But, you know, we had summer weights, and then we got into practice. The good thing last year is we got to have our camp right before we started practice.
Yeah.
So they went back this year to ending it, you know, late in July. So, you know, that part, I loved it, having camp the week before we started. But, well, as far as the kids we got out, you know, I think they've all been working pretty hard. We got a lot of young guys with the 23 freshmen, you know, so everything's kind of new to them. So even through camp, but, you know, into the first week of practice, they're kind of slowed things down as we're trying to teach them as we got along. But they picked up pretty quick and done a pretty good job. Even see some of them jumping on the scout team, you know. So that's nice to see that they've got the, you know, the attitude and the mental part of it ready to try to jump in there, you know. But we're going to count on our older kids, our six seniors in our junior class, and we got some sophomores going to be on the field too. So, you know, we'll be pretty young, I mean, inexperienced, but I really feel like most of these guys, like you're talking to Brent, you know, he's a senior. He's never started, but he's been out there every year, you know. So some of those guys mixed in there, and, you know, it's time to step up, and that's what we're hoping for.
You know, you mentioned just six seniors there. Do you feel like this is probably the youngest team that you've probably seen around Scott City in the years that you've been here?
Yeah, when you throw in 23 freshmen, you know, out of 56 guys. So, yeah, that's a pretty young group right there, and there's some talent in that freshman class. But, you know, we got some talent in the older kids too. Our senior group is, you know, we take Connor and Carson out of the mix. You know, they're linemen, and they're going to be up in the line on the front, and you know, offensively or defensively, one way or the other, or both. But then we got a pretty decent sized junior class with our bunch of skill kids in there, you know, and a few linemen too. So, you know, we've got a good mix of them, and you know, it's. Yeah, I can think back to the class. You go back to Levi Kunch, you know, didn't have hardly any kids out in middle school, and I think they might have won one game or two in 7th, 8th grade combined and end up being pretty darn good when they got into high school, when they got surrounded by the other classes around them. So, you know, it's not all about one class.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, how well they mesh and mix together, and can they work together, can they get along. And we've, you know, other than we got two brothers that like to get at each other out there, you know, everybody else seems to get along really well, and they kind of push each other and motivate each other, and that's always good to see.
And last week, first time in a couple of years and the second time ever, you guys were able to get back to that jamboree at Great Bend. You faced Great Bend and Hoisington there. And was that a situation where you saw a lot of things that you guys need to work on, just facing different opponents?
Yeah, our defense was terrible in the jamboree. But, you know, we don't scout teams.
Yeah.
We scout teams for a week leading up to a game. Well, we don't for the jamboree. We're working on getting our stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we go in and have to make some adjustments and kind of figure out what's going on with them. But I think the jamboree is probably one of the best things Cache has ever done for high school football, you know, because for small schools, it's really difficult to scrimmage and have a soap scrimmage. Or Gatorade scrimmage, whatever you want to call it, because your kids have a tendency to play both ways. So you either take your ones and run over your twos, or you take the right side of the offensive line, let the left side play defense, and then your timing and everything's messed up. So, you know, it's just good to go play somebody else. And after 2 weeks, they're ready to see somebody else. So it's a great thing that we have. And, you know, everybody's of the understanding we want a quick whistle. We don't want a quarterback getting blindsided, and we're just going to take care of each other. So.
And opportunity there, like you said, to see a couple different variations there. Friday starts the season off. You're seeing something you haven't seen in quite a while there with Ulysses there, and they're under a new coach in Nick Fawcett. But Ulysses is a team kind of like where Scott City is, pretty young, lost a lot of seniors lost a lot of starters from last year.
Yeah, and, you know, in the past they've always run the wing tee, so we practiced the wing tee and against it for 3 weeks, and we play the first team that runs the wing tee, so it was nice. But they're in the single wing now with the new coach and didn't show us much on their scrimmage film, but we have played the single wing before, and we broke out those old films, and so we've kind of repped it out against what the other teams in the past have done against us in the three or four plays that they ran in the scrimmage. We saw those. So, you know, but if they're going to run the single wing and run it the way it's supposed to, they're going to run it like Conway Springs ran it, and we've got some films on Conway and from the past, and we broke some out Tuesday and showed the defense. And, you know, the key is our defensive line has to not allow them to move the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's kind of key in every game, but when you're going to line up foot to foot and run a lot of misdirection in the backfield and pull guards, you got to pile up the line of scrimmage, and if we can do that, we'll be all right.
Yeah, I was thinking there. Yeah, last time that you guys had seen the single wing was I think Conway Springs 8 or 9 years ago already. Hard to believe that.
Yeah, I think we saw them in 2011 and 2013, and I don't know if they're – I think just twice because it's always Denver Garden Plain there for a few years, you know. So I think we got Garden Plain three times and Conway twice. And so we've seen it. And, you know, we had one scheme in 11 against them defensively and a little bit different scheme, probably simplified for alignment in 2013. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going with. And we played pretty well there.
All right. The fun starts Friday down at Ulysses there for Scott City as they begin their 2021 season at Ulysses against the Tigers. Coach Jim Turner joining us here. And, Coach, thanks for the time here. And good luck to you guys coming up here Friday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.